Johnny, on two, question for the ham, XF305.
Johnny, Huntsville's with you. Go ahead.
Hey, I'm trying to follow the procedure, and for step 1.1, turning the switch power to doesn't do anything. I'm not too familiar with the 305. I do remember setting this up. As I'm looking at it, there's only one cable plugged in to the back of it, and so I assume that it serves as both video and power. And then, so of course, with it not being powered on, I can't really do step 1.2. And I also don't see a button for menu.
Okay, we copy all, Johnny. Give us a moment to think. And yesterday there was a battery charge for this camcorder. If it's worth trying to swap out the batteries to see if that's the culprit, but give us a second to think on the ground.
Okay, there's definitely no batteries in here, so I will look for a battery on this. Do you by chance know what battery it takes?
And Johnny, there was a battery charge yesterday by Xena. It should be on the dual cannon Lion battery charger near Lab 1 Starboard Deck 4.
Okay, I'll go float over there and see what there is. Thanks. Until Johnny on 2, thanks for that tip. So I was able to find an old tool battery and plug it in, and so we've got power now. I'm working on step 1.2. I think I should be able to figure it out. I don't think I see a menu button, though, but I think I can figure it out. I'll let you know if I can't.
And we copy good news. And Johnny, Huntsville with you on 2 for that menu button. If you could look on the left side near the rear, it should be right next to a status sort of toggle.
Aha, jeez, I found it. Thank you so much.
No problem.
So, Johnny, seeing these color bars brings me back to watching Saturday morning cartoons as a kid. Question on step 1.11, what does it mean to see if the levels are constant near 10?
And, Johnny, we're going to have to check on that. One moment.
Okay. For what it's worth, it looks like a really clear color bar that I kind of remember seeing.
And we copy, Johnny. We're good with that, and we'll let you know if we have any issues here on the ground with it. But thanks for your help today.
Copy. So a big picture for this upcoming ham pass, is the intent to have this XF305 deliver video to the intended audience? And if so, I just need to know because it's missing a mount, and I'm going to have to do a little bit of a jerry-rigging tape job to make it point towards me.
And, Johnny, that is the intention, so if you want to tape it up or figure out a good way, we'd appreciate it. We'll leave it up to your discretion.
Hey, will do. Yep, I'll just start maybe like 5 to 10 minutes early to make sure it's all good. Thanks. And I know you all give the normal 10-minute reminder. I'm good with the reminder. I've got multiple alarms to remind myself, and I just don't want to wake other crew members up. That's all right.
Sounds like a plan to us. We will not give you a reminder.
Okay, thank you. And thanks for being with us so early.
And Johnny Huntsville with you on 2 for the answer on step 1.11, the channel 1 and channel 2. Those are going to be two audio level dials on the left side near that menu button. If you could please confirm that those are set to 10, they should be dials from 0 to 10.
So, Johnny, on 2, sorry, you have to say again that the volume is really low just because we don't want to wake up our crewmates. So, please repeat.
No problem. So the channel 1 and channel 2 levels that you asked about earlier, those are going to be audio level dials on the left side of the camera, and it should go from 0 to 10 if you could confirm that the dials are set at level 10.
Oh, okay. I see it. It worked. Hey, thank you. I was able to change that to 10 for both channels. And also, who's with us this morning? I didn't see anyone on the flight control roster.
This is Pod this morning, Morgan.
Thank you, Pod, for your help. And I will step into the next procedure here in about 10 minutes.
We copy all.
So, Johnny 2, I have a question on HAM.
Johnny Huntsville is with you on 2.
Yeah, actually referring to the first procedure this morning, so 2.018, the one that already marked complete, step 1.12, I thought that was referring to the exit 305. I think it was referring to the HAM radio. I'm not sure what the HAM video box looks like. Is there a picture or a figure you can point me to?
And Johnny, step 1.12 actually is plugging in the cable to the camcorder. So you interpreted that correctly.
Okay, copy. In the margins is HAM radio. All right.
And Johnny, speaking of that cable, in your second procedure, the 2.019, you can skip step 1.1, which is disconnecting that cable. We'll need it in place for your actual video pass.
Great. That makes a lot more sense. Thank you. So step 1.3, where do I find TW Select? I'm at the main menu, and I can read them off, the different options to you, but I don't see TW.
And Johnny, that should be twisting to eventually hit enable.
Well, which one am I twisting? Is there a knob?
A-firm, there's a select knob. It should be right below menu on that left-hand side.
Oh, I see. TW stands for twist. Okay. Twist select to enable. Got it.
It's a tongue twister.
Okay. So I guess I'm a little confused. What am I enabling? So I pushed menu and then reunited the menu. Is there an actual item or feature that I'm enabling? Because right now I'm just scrolling through the parent menu.
And Johnny, we do not have access to the menus that you're seeing, but if there's an item called enable or a way to turn off the color bars, that's the intention of these steps.
Great. I think I can figure that one out. Thanks. Yeah, I think that is complete. I'm have to take some pictures of the exit 305 from the outside, various buttons and the menus, just to help future crew members if this is if you think this is going to be part of a more regular thing.
We appreciate it.
And that way you might be able to include them in your procedures, just to call things out to help.
You are reading our minds, Johnny. We'll have a few procedure updates. Appreciate your help.
Okay, just let me know if you'd like me to take pictures of anything. Thanks. So, Johnny, 3 for HAM, camcorder.
Johnny, go ahead.
Yeah, I didn't see a call down in procedure, but I went ahead and turned off the camcorder. It's running on battery power, and there was just a little bit over 30 minutes left in order to save some juice for the actual pass. I turned it off.
And we copy, Johnny. Thank you.
Cool. And Houston, station on 2 for house cleaning.
We're the N2, Johnny.
Hey, good morning, flight. Can you turn off or inhibit smoke detection in node 3, node 1, and the airlock, please?
That'll work.
Thank you.
Station Houston on space to ground 2. We've inhibited the smoke detectors in node 3, node 1, and the airlock.
Did you copy? Thank you. Station 2 for house cleaning. Can you also inhibit smoke detection in the lab, please?
That's in work.
Thank you.
And station Houston on 2, the lab smoke detectors are now inhibited.
Thank you, Greg. Houston station 2, you can re-enable smoke detection in node 3, node 1, airlock, and the lab.
All right, that's in work. We'll let you know when it's done. And station Houston on 2, smoke detection has been re-enabled in all modules.
So station 2, I think that was a really fun, successful HAM transmission. I've got a question on step 8.3 of our procedure.
And Johnny, go ahead.
Would you like me to perform this step? Because I know I had to skip it in the previous two ones.
And that is A-firm. We would like you to disconnect that cable, and that's great news about your event.
Copy. And I will go ahead and use downlink this card. One thing I'd like to add that might be helpful, the card was corrupted and I had to initialize it, and so I think there might be it might be helpful in the procedure. I was able to figure it out, but it might be helpful in the procedures if that's included on how to initialize it, because it's a little different from the 705 camera we normally use.
And Johnny, we copy. That's a great suggestion. Additionally, if you want to take any photos of your configuration of the camera or any buttons that you think would be helpful, we'll take anything that you would like to photograph.
Great. I can take some photos of the various buttons I've had to manipulate. Thanks. Station 2.
Huntsville's with you on 2.
And the videos and photos are downlinked to SSC7, and I've saved the 32-gigabyte card. Just a note, my entire time up here, I've only seen one 32-gigabyte card, and that's the one I use, and that's currently in storage. I'm sure there's a plethora on board station we can probably find, but I'm letting you know in case there's a future ham video event, and the crew members can't find it. So it's currently stashed away just behind SSC7.
And we copy that location, Johnny. Appreciate it, and we'll let our stowage team know.
Thanks, and I hope you have a great weekend.
You too.
Station 2 for housekeeping and smoke detection.
With you on 2.
Could you disable smoke detection in the lab and forward?
All right, we copy. We can put that in work, and we have some notes here that the lab was performed earlier today, but happy to do it again.
Thank you. Yes, half of the lab got vacuum cleaning, so I'll do the forward half of the lab, but still need smoke detection disabled in the lab.
Got it. We'll put it in work.
Appreciate it.
Station Houston on 2 for Xena. The lab and O2 smoke detectors are inhibited.
And thank you. Houston Station 2 for housekeeping and smoke detection.
We're with you on 2.
You can re-enable smoke detection in the USS.
Copy all. We're putting it in work. Station Houston on 2 for Xena. All smoke detection in the USOS has been re-enabled.
Copy and thank you.
You're welcome.
Houston Station 2 for T2.
Houston's with you on 2 for T2.
Hey, I was exercising on T2. I had paused my exercise briefly to adjust a sock, and while I was standing stationary, the middle rubber tubing on the left side rubber band that pulls us down toward T2 snapped. Wondering if there is a procedure or what my path forward is. I can give you more details. Happy to take photos.
I copy. You report that the rubber tubing on the left side rubber band snapped. Did it completely disconnect?
So each rubber band assembly thing has three rubber tubes, and on the left side, this is the middle of the three rubber tubes, so the two outers are still intact. The middle one, it did snap through. It's a remarkably straight line, and it snapped right at where the tube meets the metal connector on one of the ends.
Thanks for that additional description. We'll take a quick look, and I'll see if I can get a hold of a BME and get back to you on that.
No problem.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Xena and T2.
Xena 2.
Kernis did some sleuthing and found an anomaly report of the exact same case that happened earlier this year, and it looks like the solution is most likely performing a remove and replace of both bungees on T2. We don't currently have a BME, so I'll need to follow up with them as well as with the MER to see if there's any other things that we'll need before we press with that suggestion. So for the time being, unfortunately, T2 is no-go for use until we can update what's happening with the bungees.
Okay, copy all. That makes total sense. I'll write a note on T2, let everybody know, and I'll use CVIS today.
Sounds good, and we'll also take you up on those photos, if you don't mind, so that we can see the broken middle. You said elastic band.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks so much.
Houston Station 2 for T2.
And Station, this is Huntsville on 2. It looks like flight stepped off for 2 seconds. Anything I can help you with?
Oh, copy. No, thank you. Just letting them know I have some photos for them and the treadmill.
Okay, copy. I can take the SSC for you if you'd like me to pass it along.
That'll be lovely. It's SSC-7, and I also added a crew note with a couple other words.
Okay, copy SSC-7. Thank you. I'll pass that along.
Appreciate that. Thank you.